You can't always give students what they want. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Justin Couchman, associate professor of psychology at Albright College, discusses why giving them what they need can be hard but useful.
Since your first day of school, you were taught that you had to do certain things, and if you did them, you could get what you want. The things you had to do were hard because you didn't know how to do them. There was uncertainty and struggle. The things you wanted to do were easy, comfortable, fun. But that distinction was a lie. We teachers tricked you into believing that you had to learn. Why? Well, imagine we'd given you what you supposedly wanted, and you spent your whole life on the playground. You'd find yourself as an adult, unable to read or write, but really good at the monkey bars. You didn't have to learn, you wanted to learn. You just weren't aware of it at the time. Do you think you know what you want now? If your goal in life is a comfortable reward, then you've just internalized our little lie. And unfortunately, this makes you susceptible to many errors in decision making. For example, you trust your first instinct because it feels comfortable, even though research shows it's usually wrong. You're subject to the endowment effect, placing more value on things you already have, not just physical things, but choices, goals, and preferences, believing yours to be more valuable than objectively equal or even better alternatives. All because what you have is known and the alternatives are uncertain. You're susceptible to confirmation bias via fake news or self-selected narratives that reinforce your comfortable opinion. What you really want is uncertainty. People who are ignorant about a subject tend to be more confident, while knowledgeable people tend to be more uncertain. Uncertainty leads us to truth. My research has found that monitoring your uncertainty, embracing it, can help you make better decisions, be more self-aware, and avoid bias.
That was Justin Couchman of Albright College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good. The beauty of science.